Time to talk about EarthFest 2017. It's the 28th annual EarthFest, and we've got the folks from the Earth Day Coalition. Scott Sanders joins us this morning. Good morning. Let me get the microphone on for you, Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bruce. Great to see you again.
The 28th annual event, EarthFest, always, what's the main focus of it? Obviously, every year you got to have to come up with something separate, but what's sort of like your touchstone or idea to think, yeah, this is something that we at EarthFest, the Earth Day Coalition, makes as part of EarthFest?
Well, you know, every year we partner with a variety of community organizations, and this year, as in previous years, we are working with Sustainable Cleveland 2019, and that effort is focused on the theme of vibrant green space. So really looking at the benefits and values of all those green areas outdoors that contribute to our health and quality of life.
Parks, right? I see pictures of this one poster, you know, you have people running, people biking, people exercising, people just sitting and sort of taking in those surroundings. And I think those are really crucial in a lot of the concrete and steel and, you know, no front yard cities, right? I mean, that's what really is important for this.
You know, it is. It's a great thing to sort of celebrate in this area. We have so many amazing park systems. We've got a fabulous waterfront now that's being developed, and the Cuyahoga Valley National Park, all of which are fabulous for both recreation, but they also provide important home to wildlife. They provide places where water can run off in a way that lessens our pollution, and it's also very important for the quality of air that we breathe, because trees, as you know, contribute significantly to cutting down on carbon pollution. They contribute greatly to our economy as well in terms of energy savings.
Scott, how long have you been involved in this effort?
Well, back in 1990, actually the fall of 1989, I helped co-found this organization, the Earth Day Coalition. So it's been, I believe, our 28th year now.
And why did you back in 89-90?
Well, you know, there was a call to action for the 20th anniversary of the first Earth Day, which happened in 1970, which I happened to participate in as a grade school student back at Kensington Elementary in Rocky River. And that got me so excited as a kid and also concerned. So 20 years later, when I had the opportunity to volunteer, I did. And not by design, but because it was such an amazing experience and so many great people got involved, it turned into a lifelong career.
That's one of those things that originally, because of clean water, right? That's when that was the height of where all the pollutions and, you know, here locally, the Cuyahoga River and Lake Erie, where people started thinking, hey, this is supposed to be drinkable water. What is all this stuff in here? And it kind of started people thinking about our environment more.
Yeah, you know, I think as a kid, I used to go to the beach and there'd be signs, no swimming, dangerous. And that really, I remember being worried about that and wondering, you know, I remember swimming once and thinking, uh-oh, I'm going to be in trouble, you know, and what's going to happen? And, you know, nobody should have to have those kind of circumstances. So fortunately, we've made some improvements in that way, but there's so much more to do. And I think right now in particular, there's a big concern about the potential for the rollback of a lot of the environmental gains that we've made over these intervening years since 1970 with the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act. It's very, very much at the forefront of people's concerns right now.
The event EarthFest 2017 is coming up on Saturday, April 22nd. It's from 10 to 7 at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. What do you have planned for this year?
Well, we have great things planned all day long. You know, it's a family-friendly, fun event with biodiesel park amusement rides that are going to be powered with biodiesel. We're going to have ride and drives, electric vehicles. We've got a fun, based on the theme of green space, we've got a fun virtual tree canopy that's going to be in place. And one of the cool things we'll have down there is trees on stilts. We've got bands all day on four stages, and it's going right into the evening this year. The activities end at 10 o'clock, starts at 5 o'clock, everything. I'm sorry, it starts at 10 o'clock, everything, and then the activities and exhibits end at 5, but then the music and the stage goes right into the evening with the Party with the Planet entertainment stage.
Do we have bands? Do the bands sing about the environment?
You know, that's a good question. A number of them have been calling me and asking, you know, we want to write a special song about green space, and we're trying to figure out what to do it on. So some of them will be about trees. You know, there's a big focus right now on science, and we've got one performer, Megan, in the Magnetosphere, and she will be performing some songs about science.
Again, Earth Day Coalition has the annual Earth Fest, 28th annual event, going on Saturday, April 22nd, 10 to 7 at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. Lots there. And you talk about a family event, but in a sense, you always try to get kids involved, because as you talked about, you were in grade school kind of learning about this, and these are the people who's the environment that we are keeping, you know, it's trying to save, quote unquote, or at least the ones who are future going to champion these causes too. So you kind of get them involved and get them understanding early why this is so important.
Yeah, you know, I think, again, it's most important. The success of that day is the look on the kids' face when they're leaving or not wanting to leave. And I think that, you know, so there will be all kinds of things, from the rides that we talked about to an entire building filled with kids' activities. We'll be giving away art, poetry, essay contest awards at our 11 a.m. welcoming ceremonies with the local dignitaries, and then doing a ceremonial tree planting to kick off the Cleveland Tree Plan. One of the things that we're trying to put attention on is this idea of reforesting the city of Greater Cleveland, and making it what it once was, as one of the most forested cities in the country.
I'm looking at a phrase here, and apologize if you mentioned this in passing, but I know if you said this, Craig would have followed up with another question. Dress like a tree, get in free.
Yes.
I didn't see that.
No. Yes. Yeah, it's in the fine print. But yes, you can dress like a tree and get in for free. One of the things this year, you know, there's regular admission of $8, $4 for 2 to 11, under 2 free. But if you ride the bus from, if you take the red line, the RTA red line from Cleveland down into the to Brook Park Station, you can get off and ride our free shuttle, get in for free. That's one way. If you ride a bike and park it inside the event, you get in free admission. If you're a teacher with a current ID, you and your family can get in for free. But also new this year, in honor of the effort to reforest Cleveland, you can dress like a tree and get in for free.
Bruce Van Dyke, I ask you, you've dressed up as many characters over the years. Have you ever dressed up as a tree?
No.
Scott, what do you recommend? How can we get Bruce decked out as a tree?
Make like a tree and leave? Is that the joke that you need to throw in here?
I think that might be appropriate.
I'm also wondering if this is a new version of like the cosplay or whatever the costume play, you know, where the people dress up like superheroes or something, dressing up like a tree, like the tree from Wizard of Oz where you throw apples at people. That's a possibility.
You could be a fruit tree.
Yes, I've seen some creative interpretations of trees, and we're not really species specific either.
Right.
You can be an evergreen.
Sure.
That's a little prickly, though, I would think.
Oak tree? How about an oak tree?
Okay, yeah. Not too bad. Now, there's a lot of squirrels in Berea. I know that, too, so I just want to make sure you're aware that there might be a... Someone may attack you if you put too many acorns on your costume as well. But
you know, one of the things to draw attention to is we're partnering up with a couple of organizations that are very much involved with this Cleveland Tree Plan, in educating the public about how to go about reforesting Cleveland. We're going to be doing a ceremonial tree planting after our welcoming ceremonies, and we're going to have about 2,500 or more trees to give away. So. If you look for the folks with the Western Reserve Land Conservancy and Holden Arboretum Botanical Garden, all of whom are partnering with us, we're going to be giving away trees on the tree canopy street.
And of course, you always have those biodiesel or the electric kind of cars. Have you seen a lot of development in that? Because there's some year you have some vehicle that is a little bit of, you know, technology keeps improving in that regard.
Yes, it sure does. There's so many local domestic alternative fuels that can be used to power our vehicles to reduce our petroleum consumption. Transportation accounts for about 25% of the carbon dioxide emissions that contribute to global warming. So it's a really big issue when it comes to tackling the challenges of addressing climate change. And so we are highlighting all kinds of alternative fuel vehicles and even have a ride and drive there where you can test drive one of these cars.
Again, it's the Earth Day Coalition's 28th Annual Earth Fest 2017. It's Saturday, April 22nd from 10 to 7 at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. You're celebrating the year of the vibrant green space. And not coincidentally, you're at the fairgrounds, which in a sense is sometimes an area that's put in the middle of a city that has to do with agriculture and also a sort of a space that's sort of left to a little bit of nature, I guess, in a sense for you.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons we took the event down to the fairgrounds, aside from the fact that there's so much great space, both indoor and outdoor, depending on the weather, you have all kinds of options. So that's a really nice thing. So it'll be, you know, whatever our weather shows for next weekend, it's going to be great. And we have a really beautiful backdrop with the wind turbine that provides most of the electrical needs for the fairgrounds. And that's a really beautiful, dramatic wind turbine that sits and towers above the fairgrounds looking down on us.
So lots of things for everybody, the whole family. Again, $8 for 12 and up, 2 to 11 for, and those under 2 get in for free under 2. And I guess if you dress like the tree, you'll get in free as well. Now, we want to thank you for coming in this morning. Scott, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, Bruce, again, it's great to be with you.
I apologize for the air quality in our room here. That's no comment on our air quality as well. But again, the Earth Fest 2017 coming up on Saturday, April 22nd. And you can always visit the earthdaycoalition.org to get more details on what they have planned today.